Salvation is a present experience, a relationship we bear with God right now. Every day, hour after hour, we stand justified before God, and that's what it means to be saved. There are many blessings which comes to the Christian. He recognizes some of those blessings which have come in the past. He acknowledges some of the blessings which are coming in the present. And there are some blessings which are yet future. One of the great blessings which is presently enjoyed in the life of the person who trusts Jesus Christ as Savior is the assurance of justification. Remember now that to be justified means God has pronounced that we are welcome in His presence because the sin problem has been settled by Jesus Christ. The privilege of access to God here and now is a blessing almost beyond comprehension. Consider Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Notice the statement. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Access. That is a word to make one shout. It means we have the right to approach God freely, without constraint, and without fear of rejection or condemnation. That is what justification means. Hebrews 10, verses 19 to 22 expresses the truth in these words. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Now look what privilege the Christian access enjoys. First, the Christian can enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. That means like the high priest in the Old Testament could enter into the Holy of Holies of the tabernacle and the temple of God, so the Christian can enter into the holiest also. However, the Christian does not enter a holy place on earth. He is privileged to go personally into the very presence of God Himself, even while in this body on the earth. More than that, the Christian can draw near, secondly, with a true heart in full assurance of faith. There is no danger of rejection. The Christian has been justified, declared righteous and acceptable before God. He can come with no hesitation and with no fear. God will receive him like a dear child. The blessed thing about that truth is the present element of it. The believer can enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus today. He can draw near with the true heart and full assurance of faith right now. These verbs are present tense. Another wonderful element is this. The privilege of access to God is not limited to a few. It is available to all. It is not just the professional clergy or the unique saints who alone can approach God. Not at all. This is the blessed birthright of every person who has been born again through repentance toward God and personal faith in Jesus Christ. Look at the present tense of the verbs used in Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have. You see the present tense, present possession. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have, present tense, present privilege, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Look a little further down in that same chapter. Verses 10 and 11 reads, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now," note the present tense again, "we have now received the atonement." Praise God, He is the God of the present tense. The Bible knows nothing of the petition so often expressed in prayers, and finally, "in heaven save us." Salvation is a present experience. Justification is a relationship we bear with God right now. Every day, hour after hour, we stand justified before God. That is what it means to be saved. Jesus' words recorded in John 5:24 underscore this emphasis on the present reality of a saving relationship with God. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Examine those words carefully. Jesus says the one who hears the gospel and responds in faith toward God hath everlasting life. Now that verb hath is an old English form of the word has and refers to a present possession. Eternal life has already been received by the person who is trusting Jesus. That means he is forgiven of all sin and stands before God as one fully and forever justified. Jesus said such a relationship with God is to be enjoyed today and every day hereafter. The apostles preached the same message. Hear Paul's sermon at Antioch in Syria as recorded in Acts 13. He concludes it, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Again, notice the present tense of the verb are justified. All that believe are right now justified, the apostle declared. Do you catch the meaning of that for you? If you're trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have already received all the blessing of God in him. Salvation, sanctification, regeneration, redemption, justification, forgiveness, all other spiritual blessings are already yours. It is as much yours today as it will be at any time in the future. Believe it. Rejoice in it. Live like it. Our God is the God of the present tense. Hallelujah. Justification before God in Jesus Christ is instantaneous, complete, and final. The believer is fully and forever justified. He can approach God in perfect peace. It sounds like a contradiction. We have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're condemned as a result of that sin. And how can we be received by God when we're under condemnation? Well, here is how. God in his infinite grace by the work of the Holy Spirit called regeneration, or being born again, puts the sinner in Christ and gives to him his own, all the blessed resources of Christ. God looks on that sinner who is now in Christ, fully forgiven of every sin because of the atonement of Christ's blood, and he says, "There is no basis upon which I must condemn him, but adequate basis upon which I may receive him." And so as Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:6, the sinner is accepted in the beloved. The Apostle John caught that idea and wrote concerning Christ, "As he is, so are we in this world." Jesus Christ cannot be brought into judgment before God because he is the holy and sinless Son of God. No more can one who is in Christ be brought to condemnation. God says of the Christian believer, "I accept him in the beloved. I declare him to be acceptable to my righteousness and holiness. While I cannot acquit the guilty, this one is no longer guilty because he is in Christ." That is justification. Justification is pronounced by God, provided in Christ, procured by faith, proved by works, and is present in experience. I pray God that you are one of those of whom the Bible speaks. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we who have been justified bow before you now in humble recognition that we did not and do not deserve your act of grace, but we thank you for declaring us to be acceptable to you in Jesus Christ. Grant, please, that many who share these words may better understand the doctrine and might enter into the experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. For Jesus' sake, amen.